بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أولى الناس بالله من بدأهم بالسلام. حضرت أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: The closest person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the person that will gain Allah Ta'ala's mercy, is that person that commences the salam. And how beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered the question when someone asked, if two people meet, who should greet first? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one that is closest to Allah, he should greet first. This was an encouragement that each one should try and make salam first to the next person. Person that makes salam first, then he is free from pride and he will gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness and he will gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did explain in another hadith that what will be the etiquette, who should greet first. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُسَلِّمُ الرَّاكِبْ عَلَى الْمَاشِي. That person that is on a conveyance should greet the person that is walking. وَالْمَاشِي عَلَى الْقَاعِدِ. A walking person should greet the person that is sitting. And if two people are walking, then who should greet first? Whoever greets first will be the most virtuous in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the better person. So the person that is on a higher position should greet the person that is on a lower position. That will be the adab and that will be the etiquette as explained in this hadith. And also ulama say that when a person is making salam, then he is saying to the person that he is greeting that you don't have to fear any harm from me. I come in peace, I come with peace, and I greet you with peace. There is no harm that you are going to experience from me, you can be at ease. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salamu ismun min asma'illahi ta'ala wada'ahu fil ard. فأفشوه بينكم فإن الرجل المسلم إذا مر بقوم فسلم عليهم فردوا عليه كان له عليهم فضل درجة بتذكره إياهم السلام فإن لم يردوا عليه رد عليه من هو خير منهم. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-salam is actually one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names. Allah ta'ala's names, from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is As-Salam, the one that is the source of all peace. وَضَعَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed this on the earth, so spread it among you. So when a person is making salam, one is making dua also, may peace be upon you, but he is also reminding a person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when a Muslim passes by a group of people and he greets them and they reply to him, then he, because he greeted first, and also because he reminded them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَضْلُ دَرَجَةٍ بِتَذْكِرِهِ إِيَّهُمُ السَّلَامُ. Because he reminded them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he also reminded them of the salam, then he will have a stage above them, a virtue above them. And if they don't reply to his greeting, then those that are better than them will reply to him, the angels will reply to him, so there is nothing that he will lose out on. Rather, this person should make sure he greets them in all conditions, because either he will have the virtue of reminding them, or he will have the virtue of gaining the du'as and the replies of the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us